Jackson, W266DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The Supreme Court says a Louisiana police officer can move ahead with a lawsuit against the organizer of a demonstration where he was injured. WWL Radio's Dave Cohen explains the case.
DeRay McKesson organized a 2016 protest here in Louisiana after police killed a black man. During the demonstration, a police officer says he was injured by a thrown rock-like object. The cop sued McKesson, insisting he failed to exercise reasonable care and set up a confrontation with police on a highway. Advocates for free speech asked the court to stop the suit, saying it threatens the basic right to protest. The high court, though, is allowing the suit to proceed without explanation.
The weapons supervisor on the set of the movie Rust, where cinematographer Helena Hutchins was shot and killed during a rehearsal, has been sentenced.
Armorer Hannah Gutierrez-Reed asked the judge for probation.
Your Honor, when I took on Rust, I was young and I was naive.
The judge said she saw no evidence of guilt or remorse and handed down the maximum sentence.
I am sentencing you to 18 months of incarceration.
Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
Alec Baldwin, who was holding the gun when it went off, will go on trial in July. Former President Donald Trump was there for the first day of his criminal hush money trial in New York. And will be there for every session.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. The judge reminded Donald Trump that he must be in court every day of the trial and issued a standard warning given to all criminal defendants that he will be subject to arrest if he fails to show up. At the end of the day Monday, the judge denied Trump's request to let him attend arguments next week before the Supreme Court over his claim of presidential immunity in one of his federal cases.
The jury selection process is underway. The courtroom is closed to TV cameras. The bodies of two missing Kansas women have been recovered in Oklahoma. Hunter McKee is a spokesman for the Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigations.
We identified that there were two bodies during our search. Both of those deceased persons have been transported to the Oklahoma Medical Examiner's Office, where they will do a proper identification and also look into a cause and manner of death.
Four people have been charged with the murder and kidnapping of Veronica Butler and Jillian Kelly. Fresh off becoming a household name in the NCAA playoffs, former Iowa star Caitlin Clark has been selected as the number one pick in the WNBA draft by the Indiana Fever. Los Angeles took Stanford All-American Cameron Brink second. Protesters around the world tried to pressure Israel to end its offensive in Gaza, and CBS News correspondent Weijia Jiang says it may have affected your Monday commute.
From San Francisco to Chicago, protesters in several major cities blocked traffic, demanding an end to the war in Gaza, dialing up pressure for President Biden to do the same.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A statue honoring the first black woman elected to statewide office in Wisconsin is going up in front of the state capitol building in Madison this summer. The project got final approval Friday. Vell Phillips was elected Wisconsin's Secretary of State in 1978. The O.J. Simpson murder trial 30 years ago had a lasting impact on the way Americans consume news. Commentators became a fixture of trial coverage, and they're still used to interpret current events to this day.
It also meant that people could suspend their critical thinking to a certain extent. And I believe we're still seeing that today. The rise of social media has only made it easier.
Jane Kirkley teaches media studies at the University of Minnesota. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
It's the Brewers and the Padres. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a series at home against the Padres tonight. They lost to the Orioles yesterday, 6-4, despite getting off to a good start on Bally Sports.
And Contreras to center field. Back Mullins. Back and gone! What a statement for Contreras.
That is absolutely awesome by William Contreras. The second pitch of the ball game
for Corbin Burnes.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy on facing Corbin Burnes.
Well, whenever you're, you know, trying to face a number one, you're trying to do everything you can to pester him and get him off his game. I don't know that we did that. He still pitched five innings and kept us to three runs. So
the Brewers won the series in Baltimore 2-1. NBA, the Bucks trounced by the Magic, 113-88. Doc Rivers blamed poor decisions offensively.
Yeah, I thought way too many ISOs. And not only did we ISO the wrong guy.
The Bucks will host the Pacers Sunday in round one of the playoffs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies here in the overnight with a light northeast wind and by sunrise, mid-40s. On Tuesday, we'll see showers and storms developing, especially in the afternoon. Breezy and highs in the mid-50s. Shower and storm chances continue Tuesday night. Currently 46 degrees.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. More updates on the Trump trial. The five key points that the prosecution is going to make basically are the Stormy Daniels allegation, the Karen McDougal allegation, number two. Number three, the doorman's claim. Now, this is a story that most people have not heard. A former doorman at the Trump Tower property who was, you know, the doorman, right, claimed that he knew that some years ago Trump had fathered a child out of wedlock and he knew who the mother was. And he took this claim to David Pecker and said, you know, he wanted to see a story in the National Enquirer about it. David Pecker paid him $30,000 and killed the story. So this is the third catch and kill story. The number four, the longtime agreement among Trump, Cohen, and Pecker to catch these stories that might be negative for Trump and bury them. And number five, of course, the Access Hollywood tape. So we'll see. It could take a day. They've got 6,000 prospective jurors lined up. There are 500 of them right now in New York City, and they're bringing them before the court and, you know, in batches. And the judge, you know, he'll get a big batch of people and he says, does anybody feel like, you know, Donald Trump is the guy who's on trial here. Does anybody feel like they can't be impartial? And, you know, a number of people will raise their hands. I love him. I hate him, whatever. And they just get to leave. Their jury duty obligation is fulfilled. So we'll see how long it takes. I'm guessing it's not going to take the week or 2 weeks that everybody is thinking, but the fact of the matter is that each side has a certain number of jurors that they can basically strike for any reason. You know, they may strike them for things like, you know, race or what they think is political bias. They can't say that out loud, but that does happen a lot. So we'll see where that goes. Trump, the prosecutors this morning, I mentioned earlier that we have more detail on this now. I mentioned earlier that the prosecutors wanted Trump to be held in contempt of court for going after Judge Mershon's daughter this last weekend on Truth Social. They are asking for him to be fined $3,000 for violating the gag order, and they're asking the judge to commit to putting Trump in jail the next time he violates the gag order. Now, this is calling Trump's bluff in a big, big way. The judge has not ruled on this yet, at least to the best of my knowledge. So, in fact, they're dealing with the jurors right now. And in that process, as they're dealing with the jurors, apparently Trump was up all night, you know, rage tweeting on Truth Social. He's panicked. He's looking at each one of these charges has jail time associated with them. And he's got 34 charges. I mean, he could be looking at the rest of his life in prison. Now, the practical reality is that that's unlikely. The practical reality is that if he's convicted, in all probability, he would get, you know, home confinement and a substantial fine. Because we just tend not to send white billionaires to jail in America, sadly. But that's, you know, that's how it is. But anyhow, Trump was sitting in the courtroom as they were going through the kind of routine stuff of, you know, bring in the jury pool and let me ask them questions and things like that. And he fell asleep just a few minutes ago. This was Eric Ullebacher reporting to... let's see if it says the network. Oh, this was on X, again, and courtroom reporter Stuart Bishop. He said, it very much looks like Trump is dozing off right now. And then that was Bishop. And then Ullebacher said, tough to see the screen in the overflow room, but I swear Trump is nodding off at the defense table. His chin just hit his chest, then his head shot back up. We've all been there. So, you know, 34 crimes, or 34 counts, rather. And finally, just, you know, what might be an interesting note, Clarence Thomas, the deciding vote in Shelby County, the deciding vote to gut the Civil Rights Act, the deciding vote in Bush v. Gore. He had been appointed by Bush's father. In 2000, he made George W. Bush president. The deciding vote in Citizens United, which legalized, fully legalized political bribery in the United States, Clarence Thomas did not show up today for the Supreme Court, and he did not notify them that he was not going to be showing up. Didn't say whether he was sick or whatever. A couple sessions ago, he missed a couple of court sessions because he had an infection. But he's the oldest guy on the court. He's 75 years old. He joined the court in 1991. The neoliberal bullies have controlled the world long enough. This is a fascinating piece by George Monbiot, who I have great admiration for. George is just one of the great writers of our time. And, you know, his stuff shows up on The Guardian a lot. This is published over at Common Dreams. I suspect it was published elsewhere first. But he notes the researchers claim to be surprised by their findings, but is it really so remarkable? A large and impressive study of children's progress into adulthood found that those who display bullying and aggressive behavior at school are more likely to have better jobs and earn more as adults. Now, this does not mean that you want your child to be a school bully, or that good jobs are, you know, only go to people who are bullies. What you find is that bullying actually harms society. A win for bullies is a loss for everyone else in this kind of zero-sum game. And school bullies, as adults, are more likely to abuse alcohol, they're more likely to smoke cigarettes, they're more likely to break the law, and they're more likely to suffer mental health problems in later life. But the point is that 45 years of neoliberalism, ever since Margaret Thatcher in the UK and Donald Trump in the United States, introduced our countries and thus the world to neoliberalism, and now it has been adopted by most democracies around the world in greater or lesser measure. Neoliberalism generates inequality. Inequality creates bullying, and basically empowers these people. And with greater disparities in income and status, George Monbiot writes, stress rises, competition sharpens, and the urge to dominate intensifies. In other words, the pathology feeds on itself. And he argues, we should try to build societies in which aggression and dominance are not rewarded. He said, but at every stage of our lives, we're forced into these destructive competitions. Not only are children pressed repeatedly into winnowing contests, but so are schools. And, as always, he says, the competition is organized to enable the wealthy and powerful to win. They're the ones who can give their kids, after-school tutoring, for example, things like that. And he notes, overt bullying is now resurgent in politics around the world. Trump, Putin, Netanyahu, Orban, Milei, down in Argentina, and others, they don't do much to disguise their crude dominance behaviors. Trump stalking Hillary Clinton in the debate. Remember, that was just, bullying. It was pure bullying. You could see the kind of child he was, right? He was the bully when he was sent off to prep school. And the same dynamics operate at the global level. And I would say that what we're looking at right now in Iran and Israel is two bullies, Netanyahu and the mullahs. And what's this leading us to? It's leading us to environmental and political collapse. And that is not a good thing. So I'm with George Monbiot. It's time to say no to bullying. So I also want to get into the voter suppression and whether it can hand the election, the 2024 election to Donald Trump. I'll share that with you on the other side of this break. We did talk about that at some length on Friday with Greg Pallas, so I'll be fairly brief and I'll be picking up your phone calls. So stay tuned. We'll be right back as the trial of the century rolls on in its very, very, very initial stages. Stay tuned.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Speaking the truth, the GOP would really rather you didn't know all about. I'll be right back with you.
Whether you're broadcasting to Waukesha Parkway or 101.1 on the interstate,
broadcasting to this southeast Wisconsin Shaw, at 5:40 a.m.
and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Being a mom is a full-time job, but even the most exhausted moms can have trouble sleeping. So this Mother's Day, buy mom something that can transform her sleep. Cozy Earth Luxury Bedding and Sleepwear. Right now, my listeners can save 35% on Cozy Earth products. Just use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth only uses fabrics and materials of unparalleled quality in their bedding and sleepwear. Your mom will love the feel. She'll be cradled by superior softness the second she goes to bed. And Cozy Earth knows the secret to better sleep, temperature regulation. Their bedding and pajamas keep your body at a comfortable temperature no matter what the weather. That's my favorite thing. Plus, every Cozy Earth purchase is backed by their 100-night sleep trial and 10-year warranty. Yeah, brunch is nice, but this Mother's Day, give mom the luxury and sleep quality she deserves. Treat her to luxurious Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear. And remember to use the promo code TOM to save 35% at CozyEarth.com.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I'm really excited right now because I've wanted to have this guy on for a while. He is a legendary stand-up comedian. You know him as Tom Dreesen. Tom, welcome to Nightline.
Pete, it's nice to talk to you. Let me tell you how I became a legend. All my critics are dead.
Did you have anything to do with that? Don't say anything, Tom.
No, I'm not. I refuse to answer on the grounds it might incriminate me. I'll plead the fifth on that.
Nightlight with Peach Wabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. There are so many dog food brands out there. It can be hard to cut through the noise and figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike other brands, it's veterinarian formulated, so I know my dogs Blue and Chewy get the best, with ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, and spinach. These are the superfoods Dr. Marty uses in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This is not one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space and can expire quickly. There's no squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it contains the max amount of nutrients, it's shelf-stable, and it comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of a wholesome homemade dog food. And dogs love the flavor. Our dogs Blue and Chewy absolutely love the taste. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend. Get a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/Tom. Or text Tom to 511-511. 21 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. My op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com is titled, Can Voter Suppression Hand the 2024 Election to Donald Trump? And it's largely based on the information that Greg Palast presented on this program on Friday. So I won't belabor it. I just want to point out, at you know, in some detail, that down in Georgia, Georgia was the first state to allow this. It was SB 202. It allowed mass voter challenges. And so you got, you know, these people like Pam Reardon and Alton Sterling, you know, these Republican operatives. Pam Reardon challenged 32,000 votes. Alton Sterling challenged over 4,000 votes. They're getting the list from this group called True the Vote out of Texas, and in most cases. And, you know, fortunately, Pam Reardon's list was blocked. But Alton Sterling's, his 4,000 mostly black people got thrown off the rolls. In fact, one of them was a major general, Gamaliel Turner, who had been assigned to an Air Force base in California, or a military base, I think it was a naval base, actually, in California. And he was still, you know, his legal residence was still in Georgia. He was getting his mail in California, but, you know, he lived in Georgia. And so he was going to absentee vote, and they threw him off the voting rolls. And so Greg invited Alton Sterling, the guy who submitted General Turner's name to be purged and successfully purged him off the voting rolls. He invited Alton Sterling over to Turner's home without telling him that it was the home of a man he'd purged. And then, you know, he said, This Gamaliel Turner, this major general in the military, you wanted him purged because he moved out of state. And Alton Sterling is like, yeah, he moved. And Greg said, well, let me introduce you to General Turner. And General Turner walks out of the bedroom and introduces himself and, you know, and blows Mr. Sterling's mind. But this is what's going on. And now we've got five other states, that have adopted this same thing, including Arizona and Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Texas. And I realize Arizona, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin now have Democratic governors, and so it's going to be a little harder. But in Texas, they're going to go full tilt boogie on this thing. Now, we do have a law that says that we have a right to vote. The National Voting Registration Act says, this is from the preamble, it says, Congress finds that the right of citizens of the United States to vote is a fundamental right. I mean, it's right there. Now, if you have a right, government can't take that right away from you without due process. For example, if you own a gun and the government wants to take that gun away from you, the government of the state of Georgia, for example, wants to take your gun away, they have to go to court. They have to get a judge to sign off on it. But if they want to take your vote away, they don't have to do squat. They don't even have to tell you that they took your vote away. So, you know, what I'm calling for here, and I think it's a pretty important call, is for Congress, you know, once the Democrats have Congress back, once they take back the House of Representatives, you know, and that may happen in the next few months, God only knows, but certainly next year if we can prevail in this election. When Democrats have the House, the Senate, and the White House, the first order of business has to be passing legislation, excuse me, that absolutely unambiguously, and I would say the NVRA already does this, but the Supreme Court ignored it. In the 2018 case where John Husted, the Ohio Secretary of State, was sued for purging hundreds of thousands of black voters in Cincinnati and Cleveland off the Ohio voting rolls, in that case, the Sam Alito, who wrote the decision, said he identified the National Voting Rights Act and said, or Voting Registration Act, excuse me, and said that this doesn't apply. Now, that's, you know, the opinion of the majority of the Supreme Court, and it was a pure Republican majority. There wasn't a single Democrat on the court who went along with that. It was a 5-4 decision. But that, you know, that, and similarly in the Shelby County case, the five Republicans on the who were then on the court said, you know, there's no racism anymore. Look, we got a black president here. So therefore, you know, the race problem is solved and we can let these states that used to be required to have preclearance before they purged black people from the voting rolls to just go ahead and purge all the black people they want. And they're doing it. They're absolutely doing it. You know, Joe Biden won Wisconsin by what, you know, 10 and 20,000 votes. He won Georgia by 11,800 votes, I think it was, or whatever Donald Trump was begging for. He won Michigan by a relatively slim majority. Actually, the majority by which he won in the three primary swing states that would have determine the election was 44,000 votes. And Republicans so far in those states have purged several hundred thousand black voters off the voting rolls in anticipation of the 2024 election. So this election is going to be hard fought, it's going to be difficult, and it's going to be tighter than we ever imagined. The deciding factor could be women, but again, because Georgia just passed a law that you can't register to vote unless the name on your birth certificate is the same as your driver's license, married women are in big trouble.
Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Because, you know, most married women have a birth certificate that has a different name on. 90% of married women put their husband's name at marriage. There are so many dog food brands out there, it can be hard to cut through the noise and figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. And that's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike many other brands, it's veterinarian formulated. So I know that my dogs Blue and Chewy get the best, with ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, and spinach, which are superfoods Dr. Marty's used in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This is not one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space and can expire quickly. There's no squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it contains the max amount of nutrients, it's shelf-stable, and it comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of a wholesome dog food. Dogs love the flavor. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Dogs' results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. The Supreme Court is allowing a policeman's lawsuit bearing on how much responsibility protest leaders have for the actions of protesters. WWL Radio's Dave Cohen tells us the lawsuit comes from Louisiana.
The police officer claims he was injured by a rock-like object during a protest. While authorities did not identify who threw the object, the cops sued organizer DeRay McKesson.
Movie weapons supervisor Hannah Gutierrez-Reed has been sentenced for her part in the rehearsal shooting death of cinematographer Hylena Hutchins. Judge Mary Marlowe Sommer.
I am sentencing you to 18 months of incarceration at a New Mexico women's correctional facility.
Day one of former President Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial ended with no juror selected.
This was a solemn day in court. This is the first time a former president has gone into a criminal court to be put on trial. We need to take that very seriously.
CBS News legal analyst Ricky Kleeman. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Wisconsin maker of firefighting foam has reached a $750 million settlement with public water systems with harmful PFAS chemicals in their drinking water. Tyco Fire Products use foam containing PFAS at its firefighting training facility in Marinette. 3M and DuPont have also recently settled PFAS lawsuits over polluted drinking water. U.S. House Republicans will have just a one-vote majority after Wisconsin's Mike Gallagher steps down Friday. Former Northeast Wisconsin Congressman Reed Ribble says he's not alarmed.
Let's face it, Congress really isn't doing anything. And they're not going to be doing anything. This last few months in session is going to be all messaging bills.
Ribble on WISN-TV's Upfront program Sunday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Todd Alba Show.
Luke, I'm just going to say it again. The real problem here was that goofy in-season soccer tournament that they had. That threw everything
off.
That's
not, what are you talking about? That was December basketball. You just couldn't figure out the rules.
You're exactly right. There are goofy rules I couldn't figure out. I don't like them.
You would not do well with driving on the left-hand side of the road.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely
not. You would just start freaking out.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies here in the overnight with a light northeast wind and by sunrise, mid-40s. On Tuesday, we'll see showers and storms developing, especially in the afternoon. Breezy and highs in the mid-50s. Shower and storm chances continue Tuesday night. Currently 46 degrees.
Matt and Air on Air.
Welcoming Arizona to the 1860s. Arizona's highest court upheld an 1864 law. Physicians are now on notice that all abortions except those necessary to save a woman's life are illegal. When do we decide she is sick enough or close enough to death that I need to do this procedure to save her life? None of that is codified.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Hey, if you like the rants that I open the show with every day, they're typically published over at HartmanReport.com. Check it out. There are so many dog food brands out there, it can be hard to cut through the noise and figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike other brands, many other brands anyway, it's veterinarian formulated, so I know my dogs Blue and Chewy get the best with ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, and spinach. These are the superfoods Dr. Marty used in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This is not, by the way, one of those fresh dog foods that take up fridge space and can expire quickly. There's no squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it contains the max amount of nutrients, it's shelf-stable, and it comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of a wholesome homemade food. Dogs love the flavor. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus get a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Can voter suppression hand the 2024 election to Trump? I posted this over at Daily Kos this morning, too, although you may have to scroll down the page a ways to find it. So what's on your mind today? Sandra in Omaha, Nebraska. Hey, Sandra, what's up?
Well, with the trial going on, my first concern is that he'll just tell his little minions, once the jury gets picked, go out and just let them know, you know, something can happen if you don't vote the right way, or well, you might not get that bribe that you want.
Yeah, the biggest fear is that you know, among the jurors, there are Trump supporters who will lie to get on the jury to hang this thing up, because one... In a criminal case, one single juror can hang the whole thing. And and then there's basically no penalty for that. You know, afterward, they could you know, confess to it and write a book and make a fortune and you know, be the favorite guest at the White House if Trump becomes president. You know, it's...
So a jury trial doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. Well, because... it does mean something, but there is this risk. There is a very real risk.
Yeah. Well, on December 7th, 1941, I would say 99.9% of this country was anti-fascist.
Right.
And now their descendants, like me, are still anti-fascist. And he's the biggest fascist I've ever seen.
Yeah. And now it's only about two-thirds of us who are anti-fascist, which is shocking, Sandra.
Yeah.
You know, my father, when he's still alive, would be astonished. Sandra, thank you so much for the call. Spot on. Amen. Thank you. Tony in Puyallup, Washington. Hey, Tony. Thanks for listening to KNKS. What's up?
Oh, yeah. Thanks for taking my call. Okay, I just wanted to tell you what I'm going to be doing here after the election thing gets full force after the Labor Day or Memorial Day, whatever it is. I'm going to volunteer to sit with the table and sign people up to vote. Mm-hmm. And what I've done is, I think about a year after Biden was in office, it was about a year, I went to the library and I said, can you please print out everything that President Biden has done? And they printed it out for me, and it was like 7.5 pages long.
Wow.
And there were 33 items on every single page.
Wow.
And it was filled with things like eliminated all Medicaid work requirements, eliminated regulation that allows states to privatize their exchanges, you know, $10 billion for homeowner relief, one-year child independent care credit. And it goes on and on. It just goes on and on and on. So before I do this with the table for voter registration, I'm going to go to the library and get everything that Biden has done for the rest of, because this is only for the first year and we're 7.5 pages long. I'm going to get the rest of them and also print out what Trump did and have them there, maybe two or three sets of pamphlets for people to look at. I'm not thinking I will convince any Trump supporters. Sadly, my own daughter is one and I've not been able to convince her, but maybe that's people that are not sure would look at this and say, oh, my God, you know, what a difference. You can look at it right there in black and white, and you can get it printed up either if you have a home printer at home, you can do it with your own computer and your printer, or if you don't have a printer, or even if you don't have a computer, you can go to the library and get it.
What's the website where you found this?
I don't know. It's just year one, what Biden has done. Mega thread, what Biden
How do you spell
has
it?
Done. Mega thread, M-E-G-A, and then thread, T-H-R-E-A-D.
Dot.
Year one,
Dot.
What Biden has done, mega thread.
Okay. All right. Something to plug into a search engine. Thank you, Tony.
Yeah.
Good luck.
You're welcome.
Good luck, and good on you for registering people to vote. There's no more important work right now. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Brandon in San Jose. Hey, Brandon, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Good. What's up?
Cool. So I just have this, I mean, at the risk of sounding ignorant, of course, I'm curious as to what does Putin want in terms of why is he doing this with Ukraine?
Oh, he said that. He gave a two-hour speech about 5 months ago in which he said that, greater Russia started in Kyiv 700 years ago or 900 years ago, I forget which. I think it was 940 years ago, in fact. And by the way, it was started by Scandinavians, by Swedes and Norwegians, but the Vikings. But, his argument is that Ukraine has no claim to be an independent nation, that Ukraine is part of Greater Russia. Now, at that time, Kyiv was being, Kyiv goes back to about 1600 years ago, but it became a major, the major hub of the Russian Empire 940 years ago. And at that time, Moscow was just a little farming village. And so, his argument is that Ukraine isn't actually an independent country. I mean, if you want to make that argument, fine. I mean, you could argue that, America or Central America is part of the Aztec Empire or something.
Right. So we should go back to expanding and invading Mexico, for that matter.
Yeah, exactly. Or Mexico could claim, Texas and California used to be part of Mexico. And they did.
Right. That's
Arizona,
ridiculous.
Mexico. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Right.
But that's his argument. That's his argument.
So it's just sheer expansionist ideology.
Yeah. Yeah, 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 and he's trying to put the band back together. He's trying to recreate the Greater Soviet Union, and he doesn't just want Ukraine.
Right,
and he's made
that
this clear.
Right,
he wants Moldova.
Right, I've heard that argument.
He wants Poland. He wants Czechoslovakia back. He wants Hungary back. He's already mostly got Hungary back, although the Hungarians are starting to revolt. He wants Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia. He wants all those countries that are on his eastern border or contiguous with countries on his eastern border, contiguous with Ukraine. He wants them all back. And, he's willing to kill. I mean, he's killed hundreds of thousands of people just to get what he's gotten in Ukraine so far. And he's abducted over 100,000 Ukrainian children and trafficked them into Russia, which is the world's second largest producer of child pornography. It's not even illegal in Russia to possess child pornography. And he's kidnapped over 100,000 Ukrainian children and sold them in Russia. I mean, this is just, evil on a scale that is difficult to imagine. Brandon, I got to move along, but thank you for the call.
You're
good question. Thank you. Noah in Muncie, Indiana. Hey, Noah, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, just fine.
Oh, thank you very much. Thanks for taking my call. I'm darkly yours, as always. I would love to comment on the court proceedings, but I don't want to be droll. It's just going to follow the procedure and a lot of legalities. And
it's going to be an interesting trial, but I think the blow-by-blow is going to be largely boring. We'll see.
My comment for today was, it's more about the election. What do a traditionalist conservative, a trans influencer, and a Satanist anarchist have in common? And all of them have the answer to that, I will say, is that they're all influential people that I know personally and I'm quite good friends with, and they've all said they're voting for RFK.
Yikes.
Which to me is just a short script for really another freaking Kennedy right now.
Yeah. Well, not just that. It's a vote for Donald Trump. And And RFK, you know, one of his one of the leaders of his campaign came out and said it just 2 weeks ago. She's been fired now, but she was unambiguous. You know, a vote for Bobby Kennedy is a vote for Donald Trump.
And I just cannot get that message across. And I'm speaking from a millennial perspective. I know a lot of the audience here are my elders that I respect and I enjoy learning from. But that's just kind of where I'm at right now politically, is I don't see the argument for RFK and this hatred of Democrats that supersedes the real and present threat of the MAGA movement.
Well, the Russian trolls are pushing RFK right now really hard on social media. So, you know, that may have something to do with it. They, you know, in the 2016 and 2020 elections, the Russian trolls mostly targeted black people. That was more than 80% of their efforts. Now they're targeting the alternative health movement, the kind of new age health movement, and the vegetarians. You know, they're coming after those folks, the Russian trolls. And you know, I've heard that they're trying to influence the gay movement, but I'm skeptical that they'll have much impact there. But you said, you know, a trans influencer, that's pretty bad. No, I got to run, but thank you for the call. Geez, 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Fair and only slightly unbalanced. I'll be right back with you, picking up your calls.
Whether you're broadcasting to Waukesha or 101 traffic on the interstate,
broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 5:40 a.m. and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Debt. It keeps you tossing and turning at night. You can't get away from it. But the truth is, the system is designed to trap you in debt. Insanely high interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. There's a new way out of the debt trap, Pivotal Debt Solutions. Pivotal Debt Solutions isn't like the old school debt relief companies that string your debt out for years. They have aggressive strategies that can end your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Pivotal Debt Solutions can cut or even eliminate interest. Find programs to write off your balances so you owe less. Stop those threatening phone calls, and without bankruptcy and without a loan. Bottom line, they find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. Before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions first. Talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com. That's zapmydebt.com. Zapmydebt.com.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's tugging on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your forecast for you and your community. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We love Wisconsin weather and tracking it to keep you updated whenever it changes. Listen for our weather-ready stories so you're always prepared on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Who do you want making the decisions for your daughters if you're a girl dad? I have two girls, 14 and 12, and I still consider myself pro-life. But here's the thing. I became a conservative because I didn't want government telling me what to do and being intrusive in my life. Mm-hmm. And I'll be damned if I want a bunch of theocrats getting in the middle of my daughter's life.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
busted pencils.
We'll keep talking about it because it is an important thing happening in our world and in our culture, whether you're in education or in any field. It's part of your day-to-day right now. Like, hey, what's the role AI is going to play in this?
We give every assignment the kids turn in, we put it through AI detectors. There's no ability for a student to opt out of the surveillance.
Busted Pencils, weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Debt. It keeps you tossing and turning at night. You can't get away from it. But the truth is the system is designed to trap you in debt. Insanely high interest credit card rates, loans that make it impossible to pay off your debt. There is a new way out of the debt trap, though, Pivotal Debt Solutions. Pivotal Debt Solutions isn't like the old school debt relief companies that string your debt out for years. They have aggressive new strategies that can end your debt faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pivotal Debt Solutions can cut or even eliminate interest. They can find programs to write off your balances so you owe less. They can stop those threatening phone calls and do it all without bankruptcy and without a loan. Bottom line, they find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. So before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions first. Talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can get you out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com. Seriously, zapmydebt. ZAPMYDEBT.com. Zapmydebt.com to reach Pivotal Debt Solutions. That's zapmydebt.com. 9 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here. Marie in Atlanta, Georgia. Hey, Marie, thanks for listening to SiriusXM. What's up?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. I actually called about the jury selection process because, as I've mentioned before, I'm an attorney. But if you don't mind, I would like to diverge just quickly regarding the election, the voter suppression.
Sure.
Because I'm in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah.
So, as you know, I've been calling into your show just about every month to sound the alarm about this very same thing. And I was so glad that you had, Greg
Palast.
Last weekend.
Yeah,
Greg Palast, thank you. Just a reminder, if you've got to prove, especially for women, if you've got to prove your nationality and with a birth certificate and you need proof of the name difference, that's going to generally involve your marriage certificate because it will usually have a space on it that says bride's name after marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Be aware that there are some states, such as South Carolina, that does not change your name as part of the marriage process.
Wow.
And so your marriage license will not have that change. And women who were married in South Carolina, but who were nonetheless residents of Georgia or of another state that is checking, you know, mm-hmm. doing these name checks as a part of voting, they will need to either get remarried in the state that does change your name, or they'll have to go to court to file a petition for a name change.
And this all assumes that you can even find your marriage certificate.
Exactly.
You know.
So I'm going to sound the alarm yet again, like I do once a month. Make sure you have your birth certificate, passport, marriage certificate, or divorce decree if your name changes part of that, because those are going to be part of verifying who you are if you get challenged by one of these nut jobs.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to make sure I mentioned that. Regarding the jury selections, in most states, there are what's called peremptory strikes. Peremptory strikes are, I just don't get a good feeling about this person. And there's a limit to the number of those.
Right.
If there is a reason for cause to reject a juror, they say something like, you know, I don't believe he's guilty. I believe this is just a show trial. Or they say something that clearly indicates that they are unlikely to be able to regard just the evidence presented and make a determination based on the jury instructions that the judge delivers, then that would be a strike for cause. The other thing, and strikes for cause, they don't have a limit because essentially is there is a reason not to put this person on the jury that's not just I don't get a good feeling about right. them. And then there's something called a Batson challenge. And a Batson challenge, either side can file, can make a Batson motion to the court to say, I believe that the other side is making their jury selections on the basis of an improper purpose. I believe that they're striking all black people. I believe that they're striking predominantly women. I believe. And so based on a Batson challenge, the other side will have to present to the judge the reasons why they chose the jurors to strike that they chose.
Is that spelled B-A-T-S-O-N? Is it named after somebody?
That is correct. Yes, it is. It's a court case. Yeah, okay. It's based on a court case. Mm-hmm. And then on the basis of a Batson challenge, because I've had this happen to me, mm-hmm. if there was a successful Batson challenge, the whole jury pool gets put back and you start over again.
Really?
Batson challenges, if you lose them, they do nothing but hack off the jury because they've been sitting there for hours waiting mm-hmm. to determine whether or not they're being selected or being let go so they can go about their life.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how it works. There's an art to jury selection because what they're looking at, what you've got to kind of game out, and I'm sorry to use the word game, but what you've got to game out is it worth striking juror, let's say, number five as a peremptory, right, just because you don't get a good feeling about them, mm-hmm. when the juror that you really need to strike is number 25 because you know that that person, you don't get a good feeling about them. They haven't said anything to be stricken for cause, but you know that the other side is going to want that person.
Mm.
So you have to game out who are they likely to strike and who is it worth me holding off on my peremptory strikes to get rid of.
Right. So how do you... So
that's why there are jury consultants.
You know, as somebody who's done this and an attorney mm-hmm. down there in Atlanta, I realize you may or may not be familiar with New York law, but how do you expect this jury selection to go in New York and how long do you expect it to take?
I would be surprised if jury selection is completed this week.
Really?
I wouldn't be, it, to me, I'm looking, I would hazard like 2 to 3 weeks.
Wow.
Because they're going to ask a lot of questions.
Yeah.
They're going to ask a lot of follow-up questions. And let me say this, when you have a juror who says something that is close to being worth striking for cause,
mm-hmm.
you'll have the other side come back and try to rehabilitate them with follow-up questions. So those follow-up questions may be, I heard you say that you believe that this defendant is guilty. Are you saying that you can't follow the law when the judge tells you to? Are you saying you wouldn't follow the law? And that's how you try to rehabilitate them. Sometimes you succeed, sometimes you don't.
Fascinating. So we may be in for several kind of boring weeks, essentially, as the jury selection process goes on before we hear from Stormy Daniels, which is when it's going to get exciting. Marie, thank you so much for the information. I always value your calls. Thank you.
Thank you.
My pleasure. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored